Education is one of the most important priorities for Americans. They want the best performance of the system possible, as well as strongest options available for their children. That's why so much attention and debate revolves around the decision makers for the education system. And that's the spotlight that Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos is now in, as her track record and expressed ideas are now being studied. Here to take a look at this issue is the managing editor for School Reform News, research fellow in education policy at the Heartland Institute, Teresa Moll. Thank you for being here today, Teresa.
Thank you for having me.
And the website for the Heartland Institute, we can find Teresa's work and others, heartland.org. So just as a starting block with Betsy DeVos, what do we know of her that rings as a positive for the education system? And is there anything about Ms. DeVos that is a concern for the education system?
Yes, well, we're hearing from both sides. DeVos is a philanthropist. She has worked for years in the school choice movement. She's also donated a lot to Republican candidates and causes. She was most recently the chairwoman of the American Federation for Children, which is a school choice advocacy group. She's worked a lot to promote voucher programs, as well as she's supported charter schools. But a lot of people have been critical of her from the school choice side of things for having supported Common Core and worked for, she's on the board of Jeb Bush's organization, which is a big Common Core supporter. So people are kind of coming at her from both sides. It is encouraging that she has been so supportive of school choice. Some people are saying that she is too much in favor of regulating choice programs, but, you know, it's better to be in favor of choice, even if it's a little bit more regulated than we would like, than not at all. And she did recently come out and say that she no longer supports Common Core. So there's that.
Yeah, she, as you mentioned, she was a member of the Foundation for Excellence in Education, in case you're listening, want to look up that organization. Was that an organization that was strictly a proponent of Common Core, or were there other elements and priorities of that foundation that DeVos identified with, and she was just there and with an organization that happened to be a supporter of Common Core?
Yes, they also work on school choice issues in primarily in Florida. But they do, you know, share their research and information and everything with policymakers. So they do good work. But I believe that Common Core was something that they also was a big proponent of what they were working for. And DeVos was a supporter of that. However, you know, she just came out and Donald Trump has spoken out against Common Core and says he wants to get rid of it. And that, you know, as many people agree with that, it's been bad for the country and bad for children, that he wants to, that's one of his priorities, is to get rid of it. And as Education Secretary DeVos has said that she would support him in that. So I think, you know, a lot of people in the beginning came out and said, oh, national standards that are rigorous and, you know, are really going to push our kids to learn more and to be better prepared. You know, that sounded like something that was good, but when it was actually implemented and, you know, came to fruition and they saw these holes in it and the failures of it, that a lot of people have, you know, started to rethink that. And I think DeVos falls into that category.
We are talking with Teresa Moll, who is the managing editor for School Reform News. She's also a research fellow in education policy at the Heartland Institute. On the web, it's heartland.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And during the campaign, President-elect Donald Trump certainly was a proponent of returning the education process as much of, if not its entirety, to the states. Does the nomination of Betsy DeVos encourage that belief to be something that will happen and become fact?
I think so. You know, certainly the fact that Donald Trump is her boss, so to speak, speaks well to that. You know, I think that the way that she's embraced the anti-Common Core movement now that she's been nominated for education secretary shows that she wants to do what Donald Trump, you know, wants to do as well and fulfill his vision for education. And she has in the past worked with state legislators to try to get to try to get school choice programs implemented in states, namely in Michigan. She worked to get a voucher program going there. So the fact that she has worked at the state level, I think she values local control, and she sees the importance that comes with working with officials on the state level rather than delegating everything at a national level.
And maybe those who are concerned about Ms. DeVos can find some comfort in what Randy Weingarten said. Randy's the president of the American Federation of Teachers, which has 1.6 million members, and this was her reaction to the nomination of DeVos. The president-elect in this selection of Betsy DeVos has chosen the most ideological anti-public education nominee put forward since President Carter created cabinet-level Department of Education. Trump makes it loud and clear that his education policy will focus on privatizing, defunding, and destroying public education in America. So, again, Teresa, if someone is concerned about Betsy DeVos, maybe they can be more encouraged by the fact that the teachers union is so strongly against her nomination.
Exactly. That's a good point. You know, they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So if, you know, there are some people who are on the fence and they're a little unsure and they're hesitant to embrace DeVos, but, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that, you know, she does have good intentions and, you know, you're never going to get anyone who's perfect, I don't think. There might have been some better choices out there who are more strongly school choice at the local level. But I think DeVos has the right intentions. And, you know, with the Trump administration having said that they want to promote school choice and they want to get rid of Common Core, that she's probably, you know, she'll be able to embrace those initiatives and really get some good things going. At least I hope.
Well, here's the thing that I never seem to be able to understand, why someone is against any sort of school choice. They look at it as you're ripping something out of an existing system, which in many elements is failing. And, you know, just for example, in New Jersey, I remember when charter schools first came into play, into the picture, and there was a huge outcry. But thankfully, they've grown. Homeschooling certainly has become much more structured, organized, and empowering of the parent in New Jersey. And I believe some other states, there's a school choice program where a child can go out of district. The school winds up getting money. The parents get, if it's a certain distance, reimbursed for transportation. Just seems like all these choices, rather than be perceived as a negative for what is a, in some most cases, a failing school system, should be an encouragement and an incentive for school systems to work harder to become a place where students can achieve, as opposed to money pits of failure.
That's a really good point and a really good question that I try to wrap my head around daily in the work that we do at Heartland. I never understand why people want to limit choice. You know, the liberals and the left are often saying, oh, school choice is just out to destroy public education, as you quoted the teachers unions as having said whenever they reacted to DeVos's nomination. And the thing about choice is it's not out to destroy anything. It's actually out to provide more options and to provide more opportunities for kids. I think what it really comes down to is personal self-interest. You know, you look at these teachers' unions, a lot of times what they're demanding is more benefits or more compensation. They want to protect public education because that's in their self-interest to have more. They're protected by teachers' unions, and they're protected whenever there are public schools. So they don't want to be threatened by that, and that's what school choice does is, you know, it's not going to destroy public education. Kids can still go to public schools, but they're not going to if there's something better. So it really creates a really good sense of competition in the education world, and it gives kids choices, you know, not if the public school system is not serving them the way they need it to. They could go be homeschooled, or they could go, you know, to a private school, or a combination of these things. And, you know, teachers' unions and public school teachers are afraid of that because competition, you know, threatens their jobs. So I guess that's why these people are against choice. And then sometimes the politicians get big money from teachers' unions who give them donations, quote unquote. I call it bribery.
Yeah,
to do their
exactly.
Bidding. So it's a big, it all comes down to money pretty much. And it's not in the best interest of kids, you know.
No,
parents and children want choice, you know, who doesn't want choice? So I think the time is now to really move forward with the school choice movement with all these Republican legislators we have in office and with the Trump administration.
and learn more about this issue and to follow Teresa's writings in School Reform News, you can go over to heartland.org. That's the website for the Heartland Institute. She's one of the research fellows in education policy. Teresa Moll, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.